What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're an hour and a half from Rangers pregame, and we're about 30 minutes here from the G-Bag of the day. It's time now for the Chief. Here he is, Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. We got a hodgepodge for you. NFL housekeeping, Phil Maffa on IR. The plan is for him to return during the season. He's got a shoulder issue, so hopefully we'll be seeing some Maffa as the season gets cranking a little bit, but that's where things stand right now in the Cowboys running back room. Williams, Sanders, Blue, Lipke, that seems to be the week one move there.
So Maffa had surgery after the season, impacted his pre-draft workouts and everything that he could participate in.
Yeah.
And now the shoulder's back? That doesn't sound good.
That's a little bit. I was asking Brian, is it the same shoulder? Because he played through it all last year at Clemson, but you couldn't tell. He certainly wasn't quite himself. And if it's something that's flaring up again, I wonder how related it is, because that could
be why you do the surgery, so you don't have to deal with the pain anymore.
Right.
Stuff. Yeah. So we're still on Michael Watch. You had Trey Hendrickson, Bengals edge rusher, NFL sack leader, redo his deal. It's still just a 1-year deal, but instead of making $16 million, he's going to make $30 million this year. You have the Texans placing Joe Mixon on the NFI list, I believe, which is going to have him out for the first 4 games of the season there in Houston. So, Walchuk, you got yourself a little Nick Chubb situation brewing on your fantasy roster right now.
Yeah, sure do.
See if he can do anything.
We're doing Chubb for the first month.
Now, and Amari Cooper is on the Raiders. So, that is some NFL housekeeping for you. Now, I would like to take you to a little Baldy breakdown in the Big Apple. You seen this guy? He did a nice little fullback breakdown. Mm. We might have something to consider here, because the Cowboys are going to be playing a little light in the tush defensively. All of a sudden, you have Tyrone Tracy, of course, in that backfield. You have Cam Scataboo in that backfield, two guys that are trying to run through you a little bit. But then you welcome in Elijah Chapman, who's a no-name guy. He's a defensive tackle. He's like 290 pounds. He wears number 94. And they got him in the I formation playing fullback.
Oh, I love it.
Now, listen to Baldy break this down. I think this is Baldy at the height of his powers.
One mantra that never gets old in the NFL is the more you can do. Let's watch Elijah Chapman. I formation. Watch. Bam. Bam. See, he doesn't just hit. He pops. Pop. Pop, pop. Pop, pop, pop. Scataboo goes for 4. Remember that pop. Watch the pop. Pop Chapman is what I'm calling him. Pop, 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 bam. A little chin, boom. Ooh, that's good chin music right there. A little pop, 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 pop. Ooh, the Giants lining up in I formation. Maybe a chance to knock people off the ball, get the short yardage plays, get the goal line plays. Pop Chapman.
Pop Chapman is what he's calling him. And I'll tell you, when you watch the breakdown,
pop.
A couple of these linebackers that he meets in the hole, oh, they were in for a rude awakening, bro. Yeah, when he's saying pop, he's like, their heads are snapping back. These linebackers are like, what the heck, bro? I've been prepping to play linebacker in the NFL at like 220 pounds these days, and you're going to send a 290-pound defensive tackle at me to block? Just something to consider week two. If they got like a dang near 300-pounder that's going to be running into the Cowboys' defense, and the fullbacks are making an appearance, man, all across the league, heavier personnel on offense. So It'll be interesting to see how the Cowboys can, combat that.
You got to zig when they're zagging. And yeah. You're right.
It's a real 300-pounder below and above the waist.
That is Baldy at the height of his powers, dude. I thought he was getting winded. He was getting so excited about Pop.
Chin music. I've never heard of chin music, but that's exactly what happened when the 300-pound chin of Pop Chapman collided with the linebackers. Yeah, chin music? Okay. Yep. That's a great term. It is now in the world of football. Okay, now this is pretty cool. This is near and dear to my heart because it looks like we're going to have the most successful athlete out of my particular high school, Justin Northwest High School, Cooper McDonald, number 59 linebacker. He was actually at TCU last year, undrafted dude. He was just a throw-in tryout guy in the spring. Wasn't even sure he was going to make it to camp, but here he is. I'm pretty sure he was leading the team or right there towards the top of the team lead in tackles for the Chiefs in preseason. Brett Veach is like, yeah, he's made incredible plays. We saw some of these stops and sacks in the preseason game, a name that Chiefs Kingdom should get very familiar with. There Cooper McDonald, I played with his older brother. He was a stud. Middle brother was really, really good, played at San Diego State. And then the youngest of the McDonald family, and this is where you get like college football player dad, college volleyball mom, cranking out thoroughbreds.
We got talent
and they
here.
Just slowly got a little bit better each time. All three sons were super badass, but Cooper McDonald looks like he's going to be repping Justin Northwest High School in the NFL.
Mickey D's.
I am fired up for this guy. That's pretty dang awesome. Okay, let's go ahead and discuss the biggest psycho in the MLB. I was just introduced to this guy. Now, he was actually drafted by the Rangers in like the 16th round back in 2015. But now he's a relief pitcher for the Marlins. His name's Tyler Phillips. Mm-hmm. And he has sort of reinvented the closer entrance game by slapping the hell out of himself while leaving the bullpen. And it's Stone Cold Steve Austin music that's playing. And apparently that's what they call him, like Tyler Stone Cold Phillips. This dude's like 6'5", 225 pounds. He's an absolute animal. So I'm going to take you into the Marlins broadcast right now as they explain just why this guy slaps himself and does what he does. And then we will hear from Stone Cold Phillips after that.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. Tyler, you threw 32 pitches yesterday. When did you know you were going?
It's all right. Either one of those.
Tyler Phillips on the hill here in the top of the seventh as the Marlins trail 3-0. He went viral a few weeks ago for smacking himself in the face repeatedly before entering the game. Here he is doing it tonight, and he's done it since June. I asked him, quote, what's the purpose? He said, I'm just a little crazy. He continued, those guys in the box with a stick in their hand, I don't like them. It triggers a little fight or flight, and it pisses me off immediately. So I go out there, I'm seeing red, and it brings the wild animal out of me. When I asked him if that carries off the field, he said, off field, it's like a fun crazy. On field, it's like serial killer. It's like crazy, crazy. I don't care about anything. I don't care about what I say. I don't care whose feelings I hurt. In my mind, I feel like you could shoot me in the chest, and it's like, I don't feel it. You can ask the other guys. They'll tell you, I have a screw loose.
He's got a screw loose.
It's true. And then you go to the post game where they got Stone Cold Phillips there going one-on-one with the reporter, and you can sense this dude's nuts.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. Tyler, you threw 32 pitches yesterday. When did you know you were going in tonight?
When they called down.
And you were ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready. They called down, I'm pissed off, I'm ready to go.
Why do you get so pissed off?
I don't like hitters.
How did you get through that ninth?
Throw the ball over the plate.
How long does it take you to cool down after a win?
I never cool down.
And the slapping, what was the level of slapping when you came on?
Pretty hard. My face is hot.
Face is hot.
How important was it for your team to get this win today?
It's big. I mean, every win's big. It doesn't matter what the record is. Every win's big. That's what we're here for. It's to try to win the game.
What has this organization helped you unlock for your career this year?
I think just be yourself. Go out there. Do what's you. Whatever's going to make you successful, that's what you do. And this team, I see it. We're a lot of young guys, and when you play for each other, have some fun with it, that's what you got to do.
Great win. You're scaring me. Go to the clubhouse. Thank you very much.
I mean, this dude is as intense as it gets. Former Ranger, now Marlin.
It's unfortunate.
Slapping himself as he walks onto the field.
My only regret is that CY wasn't here before Tyler Phillips left, because there's no way he'd let a talent like that walk out the door. But, you know, I love it. I think it's incredibly mentally taxing to try to be one of these late inning, high leverage relievers.
Yeah.
Whatever you got to do. You know, he's trying to put himself in a state where he's just angry and seeing red, so he doesn't start thinking about, I might lose the team this game on my next pitch. And it's crazy. I say that, and you're like, well, big league pitchers aren't thinking like that. They're at the peak of confidence. But the late inning high leverage does things to people. It's crazy. Like, you can go out there thinking you're the man. It'll make a mental midget out of you.
Yeah, absolutely. It totally will. And this dude is just, he's not going to allow that to happen to him, at least not at this point. Not here. Not right now. Not today. Okay, my favorite baseball guy, though, was the kid. Did you see the kid just...
Oh, front row with the popcorn, just living his best life?
Just burying his face in the popcorn bag. That was one of my favorite clips of the sports weekend. That kid is, he's heroic in a lot of ways. He's just, by any means necessary, I don't need my hands. I think that's actually the cleanest way to eat the popcorn when you're at the ballpark. Your hands are just ridiculous. Just go face to the overflowing bag.
You just need the overprotective mom to start screaming at you about putting your face into a plastic sheet, and then this scene would be complete. But as you know, Chief, this is one of the most frustrating points as a parent when the kid can be independent. And they want to be independent. If you try to help them, they're going to get mad, and they're making a massive mess of everything. Had a similar situation yesterday with a snow cone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She just bury her face in it, pelican style?
Well, no, she's tipping it towards her face while she's eating it, you know? Okay. So
it's just draining
the
all
syrup is just everywhere. The chair is ruined. The outfit is ruined. Everything needs to be changed, and you still can't get it off of her.
Yeah, it's amazing how there's certain things where you're like, please be able to do that yourself. And then there's other times where you're like, dear God, let me help you.
Yeah.
You know?
I can either spend the 15 minutes helping you right now or 5 minutes afterwards cleaning you up. Just a matter of which one.
We're getting a lot of chin music conversation going down here. A lot of people are butthurt at the chin music, and we're getting conflicting reports here on the text.
Yeah, it appears it was a fountain of misinformation once again.
Chin music has been around for a very long time. 469. Do you not remember sweet chin music stemming from one of the WWE goats, Shawn Michaels? 214. Chin music is a term that came from cricket. It means when a pace bowler bounces the ball at the batter's head, i.e. scares the crap out of the batter.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's the same thing in baseball, and it's a punch in boxing. You know, the punch just grazes the chin.
That's what I thought.
Fits it all.
Okay, according to Grok, the earliest documented uses of chin music in this context appear in American baseball slang from the 20s and 30s. For example, is referenced in sports writing to describe aggressive pitching tactics.
Little brushback pitch.
I guess so.
Little chin music.
Chin music, yeah.
Ooh, I'll step back on that one.
Sounds like something Don Drysdale would do.
Yeah.
Bob Gibson throw at you a little bit, too.
Bobby G. Hey, shout out to your quarterback at LSU, man, Nussmeier.
What did we do?
Awarded the number 18.
Oh, really?
Which is a very special leadership number kind of deal.
Matt Flynn. Yeah.
Matt Flynn?
Yeah.
I don't think Matt Flynn, because my sources tell me that this is the first quarterback to wear it since Matt Mock.
Oh, I got my mats confused.
Okay.
Yeah. Mock.
Oh, Mock was the last one to do it. Yeah. So we'll see. Hopefully he wears it well. But he's definitely a Heisman favorite.
It is a high honor thing for him. By the way, the Phil Moffitt shoulder, not the same shoulder from college. Okay. And a different injury, and it happened on Friday night. Good. Not something that he was dealing with all year.
Okay. So we got two bad shoulders.
I guess, yeah, I don't know now.
Is that good or is that bad?
I think I'd rather it not be the same shoulder you had surgery on. But then again, maybe it's not.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not good.
You just hope that this one doesn't require surgery. That'd be a bad place to be injury prone in.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Week five and leading the team in rushing.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they have him designated to return at some point, I think is encouraging.
Miles Sanders can't, you know, the vision's not quite there.
I have some early college football week one betting at BetMGM. We got some big time matchups. This is going to be such a special weekend. My body is ready. I hope y'all's is as well.
Longhorns on the money line for me, sir.
Okay, the most bet ticket right now is Texas plus 1.5.
Absolutely. I've contributed to that.
It's good value. Now it's down at 1.5. I might just take the 1.5.
The second most bet ticket is Alabama as a 13.5 point favorite over Florida State.
Where's this game being played? the Florida State Alabama game?
I think it's a neutral site.
Yeah, I think it's one of those
Atlanta
neutrals.
Or Orlando, one of those places.
But I asked our guy Johnny Matches, proud Florida State fan. I was like, "Is this seems disrespectful and all?" He said, "No. Bama gonna roll them by 3 tutties."
Dope Campbell.
Oh wow, this thing's at Florida State.
13.5-point favorite at Florida State.
Yeah, at Florida State.
Let's go, Kalen DeBoer. Let's see what you got, bro. Notre Dame as a 2.5-point favorite.
Over Miami?
At Miami, which will be a Sunday nighter. That's the third most bet ticket. Then you have your LSU Tigers, 4-point dogs.
I'll say this about Notre Dame. You feel like they'll go and wilt in that heat down in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
They handled it pretty well at Texas A&M last year.
Yeah, they did.
It's still hot in Indiana in the summer.
Yeah,
the 98-degree days.
But I mean, but the heat, like the heat that they're gonna have, the humidity they're gonna have to deal with in Miami, but they handle that pretty well for a football team. I like that.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Let's hit this. It's time to make our way towards the expressway.
Let's
we got
it.
The G Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30. LA Live at 5:40, and we'll recap everything that's been breaking coming up next here in the nation.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Time to hit the express where we go a commercial-free to the top. It's brought to you by the on-time experts. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here at 5:30 and LA Live at 5:40 here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers. Segment's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And we're just over an hour now from Rangers pregame. You know, I said a couple of weeks ago that I thought the Rangers were at risk of never going over 500 again. And the way that it played out, like over the last 10 days, I thought, holy cow, I'm going to be right on that one. But golden opportunity tonight for the Rangers. And having DeGrom on the hill gives you an incredible amount of confidence. I think the wagering odds nearly put it at 2-1, which is a massive spread. Wow. I wanted to just ask you guys, not having Simeon in there, how do you look at that? Weighing everything, it's not just that this year hasn't been good for him. It's that it's really just been like 1.5 good months. And that kind of makes this year not look like he is one of the worst offensive players in the game, because his OPS for the season is 669, you know, objectively not good at all. But other than June, it's really been much, much worse, and he's been so hot and cold. I would rather have replacement players and Bochy able to look at this and say, which one makes the most sense tonight? Is it Freeman? Is it Smith? Is it our guy Duran, Ezekiel Duran? You know, which one of these do we want to do? Just having it be Simeon and having the risk be he could easily stay cold with an under 650 OPS for the rest of this season. I think I'd rather have replacement level guys. I think this might be, as crazy as it sounds, kind of addition by subtraction, getting Marcus Simeon out of there. Mm. And I know Rangers fans are ready to pounce on me, but I'm just here to give you my honest opinions on how I look at this. It's kind of a relief that we aren't beholden to playing Simeon this much. How out of line is that, Wolchuk?
Well, I mean, defensively, he's still a really good player. But you're right. I mean, offensively, like, you have Josh Smith playing in place of him tonight. Mm-hmm. He's been better offensively. The question will be Duran and Cody Freeman. Like, Cody Freeman finally just hit his first big league homer over the weekend, and I'm excited about the potential of a guy like Cody Freeman. But even asking Jared, like, Ezekiel Duran has been really, really, I don't know what the hell you're going to get out of him for the last year and a half, since that first half against in 2023. But he is hitting the ball well right now. So if that's
at least when he's not hitting it bad, you cannot play him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you've got options there. But the thing is, I guess, like, one out of the three you really only feel confident in Josh Smith. If you can get something from the other two, I think that is probably the position that they're probably best equipped to withstand the injury.
Okay.
So from that standpoint, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's like it's crazy. But the leadership that Simeon provides you is something also that needs to be discussed in that equation of losing him.
Dak says he expects Micah Parsons to play and says it's not been a distraction for the team. I've got confidence, he said. I told y'all way back when, and I'm just going off of experience, honestly, it's no different than mine. I've got confidence in that, just hoping, which I know he is, that he's ready to play.
I don't know if he's physically ready to play, you know? I mean, it'd be nice if they got the contract done. I'm sure he'd go out there and start to practice and stuff like that. I don't think he's in a very good state right now.
It'd be tough. You know, we haven't seen any practices where he is exploding or coming off the line. I guess it's possible you're doing this with individual guys.
Yeah, I think to me this is maybe in the morning before. There was some talk about he was actually working out and stuff before they were actually practicing.
Yeah, that's what Mickey was saying with KNC.
So he was at camp. He was out there early doing stuff. So other than that, the practices, we didn't see him doing anything. You know, and then there was times where, like, early in practices, he was engaged with, you know, watching and what was going on. And then, you know, the last couple of weeks, it's been more and more just distant from that. So I just don't think he's in a great mental state right now. And it might be one of those things that you just try and get ready to play without him in week one and see where this thing goes. But, I don't know, in my opinion, that I just don't feel like that he's going to be ready to play for you. I think they needed him to come in today and, like, okay, this is how we're going to, you know, we're going to start, and, you know, this is going forward. We're not going to worry about the contract anymore. And then, you know, but it just doesn't seem that's the case at all.
I don't know if Dak knows. I mean, he said just hoping, which I know he is, that he's ready to play. I mean, has he seen it? I think if you'd seen it and it was clear, you'd be like, oh, yeah, he's ready to play. You kidding me? It's freaking Micah Parsons.
That's what I'm saying.
None of that in that answer.
Yeah, and then the same thing with Schottenheimer. You know, he said, you know, they keep asking, you think he's going to play? Oh, yeah, he's going to play. Oh, yeah, he's going to play and all. And, man, I think every day that goes by, you know, yeah, you have to have that hope. But, man, it's just not in a good position. If Micah really wants to end this and play, he needs to get David Mulugeta in gear and go and do it. He don't wait on the Cowboys. You go do this and see if you can negotiate the best deal for yourself.
It's also interesting when Dak said, I'm just going off of experience, honestly, no different than mine. I've got confidence in that, because Dak went through a similar situation and never held out a single practice.
Yeah.
And he's different. He sets the standard on how you'd want a player to go through it. But I think for other players to look at it, you can say, holding out's not going to help me. The only thing that's really going to help me is getting closer to the deadline that the Cowboys will actually be inspired to have urgency with.
Yeah, the difference between Dak and this one is they caved on Dak's. I don't think they're going to cave on this one.
He was also asked what to expect from this season's offense. He said, an exciting offense. We've kept it vanilla for a reason. Excited about getting out there and putting it all on display next Thursday. What do you think? Top five offense?
Gosh, I hope so. They're going to need it. I mean, if they want to make the playoffs, they're going to need a top five offense. I think they should be hopefully a top 10 offense. I'd be willing to say that. Okay. And Dax put up with lesser talent around him. Top three offenses are with Kellen Moore and other offensive coordinators. So some of the stuff we saw in Oxnard was definitely promising. And I think even the other night, with the way they ran the football, they were doing some different stuff.
Yeah, I think there's the question out left tackle. Ken Guyton, is Guyton going to play, or is that going to be Nate Thomas?
Yeah, and Guyton said he's going to leave it up to the medical staff when he was asked about it today. Said he feels good, but he's going to let them decide if he's ready or not.
Yeah.
He was 19 points against New Orleans, 25 against Baltimore, then 20 against the Giants and Steelers, 9 against the Lions, 24 against the Niners, 21 against the Falcons, and then injured. I don't know. Like, based off last year, it makes me feel like even though your weapons are there, maybe the offensive line's going to be a limiting factor. Trayvon Diggs, post-practice, I have to practice and see how I feel. I've got to get out there, run around, put my foot in the ground, and dig and drive and just conditioning. That's really the main thing. Says he's not ruling out playing in week one. That would be awesome. Okay, speaking of awesome, let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-Bag of the Day.
You know what? I put a little bit of this on you, Dawson Paul. What happened? If you should have never told Stephen Jones, hey, man, you have food out here. The agents know it. What do you think about that? I'll hang up and listen.
Good point.
God, I should have never told them they call him the caveman out here, bro. Now they're never going to come to an agreement.
Well, hey, if I had anything to do with that, I guess my work here is done.
Oh, jeez. All right, this is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. It's presented by Berkey's Plumbing, AC, and Electrical. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, and you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. All right, this is day five. For this champion audio right here, we go to the RJ and Choppy show. That is the morning show here on The Fan with host Sean Sharif. All right, I ain't going to forget Sean out there. Bobby Belt, he defended the station and the G-Bags against the evil forces of Scott Braun in that Rowdy Tellez interview.
Yesterday, for him to come on Twitter and go, one of our producers who lives in the area sent me a clip from your show the other day. Thanks for that. Because look at his picture. That's how he talks.
Look at his picture.
He goes, send me a clip the other day. Thanks for the shout out. It's an honor. Okay, so what are you God. Like? Are you trying to like tell him like, oh, I was listening. So just know that I'm listening to anything you say. And I told him, I replied, I said, if I'd known you were listening, I would have said.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll go ahead and say it now. You look like Bobby. Dillard's cologne samples and Twitter bio pronouns, dude. You are a guy who puts. Oh, you look like a guy who puts Emmy winner in his LinkedIn job title and edits his own Wikipedia page. And I only say that because I know that's exactly what you do. You edit your own Wikipedia page and you have 4-time Emmy winner in your stupid bio.
Oops.
Now, I know you couldn't stay in the broadcast industry on your own because you got fired from MLB Network and NHL Network. You're the 2-time fired. So it's easier for you to think it must be because you're not a shock jock that's why you couldn't stick in the industry on your own. But you don't have a job because you're not good enough. So. And I called around about you yesterday. I got a lot of friends in media, too. 100% did. And there were a lot of people who wanted to talk about you. Okay? Ooh. So I'll holster it for now because I know you're the exact type of person who's going to go, by the way, it sounds when somebody screen records that S for you again today. And so I'll today. Have it for you with your little passive-aggressive ego because it won't allow you to shut up.
Wow.
But just know, people in the industry talk about you, and I'm sure you know what your reputation is. So take that dorky little chain off of your Twitter bio picture and like grow up and be an adult and do something for yourself instead of like leeching off of AJ Pierzynski.
I didn't
pathetic
see the
pathetic loser.
I didn't see the
what a great dismount.
I got dirt on you, doggy. I got dirt on
cold
you,
around.
People want to talk about you.
People want to talk.
Now, has Scott Braun returned fire?
No, not that I've seen.
He cowered it down.
Bill cowered it down?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. I asked him to come on the show and was rejected.
Did he say no?
When was this? Is this like last after week. The Bobby stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't.
Said I'm good.
Good to hear.
I'll give you my ass to kiss, too. All right, let's go to Steve Smith Sr.
Oh.
Now, he's caught up in some legal stuff, right? Because
Ravens stuff?
Yeah. The band girl, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is it the husband suing him?
Yes.
Because in that state, you're liable if you break up a marriage, in a sense, if you're out there cheating.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did not know
sued
that.
For being a homewrecker.
Wow.
Allegedly.
Steve. Oh, you got to be on game, bro.
At least know the rules.
You got to. That's what I'm saying. You got to be on game. You got to know the rules. You got to know what you're sacrificing out here, man. Was it worth it? What I see? Not really.
No, definitely not worth it.
Not really.
Biggest L of the year.
Jeez. Let's go to Steelers-Panthers preseason game on Thursday. Steve Smith.
Oh, geez. A reminder from Bojangles. Scan the QR code on your screen to claim a free Bose chicken sandwich. Steve Smith already did it.
Boom.
And don't forget, drive through Bojangles after the game with your gift card or free sandwich from tonight's broadcast. It's a win-win for fans and flavor. Steve, our fans run into you guys going through the drive-thru after the game, are you going to... Mm-hmm. Treat the fans to a chicken sandwich if they spot you?
No, bro, it's one chicken sandwich. Man, y'all know my situation. I can't afford to be helping anybody right now.
Sorry.
Y'all know my situation.
You
know
I respect his honesty.
Yeah. I got a pee bill I got to pay for.
Yeah.
Yeah. A pusillanimous bill. I got a pusillanimous bill I got to pay for.
Same situation as the other Steve, right?
Yeah. Which one? Just to make sure.
All the Steves.
All the Steves.
The first Steve. The Coldplay Steve.
God, dog it!
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes.
All right. Now, I played a door-to-door salesman getting himself cussed out last week.
Yeah.
Because he knocked on the door twice after the lady said, I'm good. She slammed the door in his face, and he was like, I'm not finished with my spill, though. I got to give you the rest of this.
Salesman of the year, probably, that kid.
Yeah. He stood there. Well, we got another door-to-door salesman got himself cussed out. A Tolo sent me this. Check this out.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
No, you can't hear me.
Okay, well, I'm driving right now, so if you're going to f*** around, I'm going to hang up.
Please watch your language, ma'am. I don't like to speak to you.
You are at my house telling me what to do. Get off my property right now before I call the police, because you are not supposed to be soliciting in my neighborhood. Please get off my property now.
I have a solicitor's permit, but I will leave. I don't appreciate that language, and I was not messing around with you.
Don't get the f*** off of my f***ing porch!
Man. I don't think that kid has it. Take things too personally.
Sensitive solicitor.
Please got a point. This language on me.
Power through like 10 F-bombs before you call it out. Dude.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I don't like how you're talking to me. I'm on your porch hitting you up as you're in your car somewhere. I don't like how you talk to me, lady. Let's go to some church clips. Yesterday was your church day. I pray you got your blessing. I've been praying a lot, boy. I tell you what, I've been praying a lot.
Nice.
Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes.
Fortify
you. I need it. You guys familiar with the books of the Bible?
Most of them.
Some of them.
About half.
Vacation Bible school, we used to have to like learn all the books of the Bible.
Yeah.
You know?
Singing songs about it.
Yeah, exactly. Never could get the whole thing, but I got pretty far sometimes.
Those Old Testament names can get you, man. Throw you off a little bit.
Ones.
It's hilarious that you say that because I've never heard of this.
For they know not what they do. Oh, God. Colossians. All right. Colossians. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Slow down, Blair. Colossians 3:13.
Collisions 3:13.
You can make chin music with collisions like that.
Collisions.
Slow down here.
Everybody knows it's Galadians.
Galadians.
Of course.
We got a worship leader right here. He leaned on the wrong note. He got real excited on the wrong note. Sound like somebody hit him with a flamethrower in the middle of praising Jesus.
That note. Which one is it? the note mashup.
And everyone else is still going.
Hey, if you're the boss, you know, make it happen.
You gotta go. Gotta do what you gotta do. Let's see. I got a few more, but let's go ahead and vote.
All righty. Is it our church combo platter? Is it our door-to-door salesperson? Is it Steve Smith on the free chicken Sando that he got? Or is it Bobby Belt looking for five as a man that will fight for your honor or our honor? Yeah. That'll be my vote, Chief.
We'll fight for your honor.
Give me the champ.
It's Karate Kid 2 for you. Incredible. Lucius?
Me, Bobby.
Well, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm not going to be the one that doesn't vote for Bobby.
We got a lot of five-time winners this year so far, actually.
A lot of fives.
Roberto.
A lot of fives.
And now Bob joins it with a clean sweep here. 5-0. Congrats to Bobby Belt. If you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day champion, Lucius replays it for you every afternoon at about 2:20 here in the G-Bag Nation. And Bobby now eligible for the G-Bag of the Year with that clip. Here's Lucius in the Pimp Cup with LA Live.
It is a Monday-Friday edition of LA Live. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Alright, you squares, it's time you smoke. And we fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Oh yeah.
Everybody get high.
Right double, X-jet, 36 counter naked waggle at 7, X-quarter on 1. Ready, f***ing break.
Yeah, boy, boy. Nicey.
Real nicey.
It's LA Live for Monday, August 25th, 2025. It is a Monday Friday here in LA Live. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday Friday. Speaking of PPT, there used to be this weekly newspaper in Dallas. I think it was called The Quick. Could be wrong.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
it was right outside of the, like, walk out of a store. It was right there to the left.
R.I.P. to The Quick, man. I love The Quick, man. I love The Quick. And PPT used to be all over The Quick. All over it.
Right next to the nickel ads there?
Yeah.
I love the nickel ads.
Love that. Ooh, yeah, don't get me looking at them little nickel ads. Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't. Boy, what?
I think I looked for a go-kart in one. Yeah. Yeah, every week. Pouring over that thing, looking for stuff to bug my parents about.
Yep, absolutely. 100%. Dude, you got a mini bike, $400. Mini bike. Welcome in, first time, last time, and long time listeners of the station. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I hope you had a good weekend, everybody. Listen to the sound of my voice. I hope it's fantastic. I hope the creek didn't rise on you and you're back here. Was I the only one? I got a question. Was I the only one dealing with epic allergies on Saturday? Epic allergies. Might be the worst allergies I've dealt with all year on Saturday. Bodied me. Oh. Had me at the house. Bodied me.
Throat? Was it a throat scratch? Was it a sneezy situation? Just
it
stuffy
was
as all hell?
Sneezy, stuffy, the back of the nose itching, going like crazy. So eyes were super red.
Yeah. That's
weed. And it wasn't that. It was a real life allergies for the first time. It was real life allergies this time, bro. Bodied me, man. I took some Benadryls and I was out like a light.
Oh, that'll get the job done right there.
I really didn't want to, but I had to do what I had to do, bro.
It's usually the springtime for me that totally gets me.
That's how it felt. It felt like the spring was just now happening. Like winter was ending and we're getting into spring, and that's when everything starts blooming. Nah, man, it felt just like that, bro. At the end of the summer. Crazy.
Not cool, man.
Nah, not cool at all, bro. Ragweed or something like that, they said.
Oh, yeah.
Was right here.
You know what?
I believe it.
One of my kids, I thought she was getting sick.
That ragweed, bro.
But she was fine on Sunday.
That ragweed about you. LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Monday, Friday. The last time we spoke, Dallas-based rapper Big X the Plug was arrested on his way to his album release party.
Yeah.
Ouch, that hurts. His album is called I Hope You're Happy. I listened to it. This album is a rap country fusion.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you
think?
He's
usually got some twang in the beats. This one is more of a step towards the western.
This is straight up fusion. Hold on. I'm going to play some of these. What do you think about rap country fusion, guys? Are you guys a big fan of that, or you feel like it's a
I'm not familiar with it.
I think it could be good.
It could be good. He has Darius Rucker, Jelly Roll, Bailey Zimmerman. I've never heard of that guy, but shout out to you, Mr. Bailey Zimmerman. Luke Combs, Shaboozy, and Tucker Wetmore. Mm.
No. Here's one with Darius Rucker. Tell me if you think about this one.
I hope you're happy.
The whole album, too, bro. I think it's like his third album, so I guess you can get away with being kind of creative.
Yeah.
The way that I was.
Do we get a beat drop?
Yeah, we get a beat drop pretty soon.
I mean, Big X the Plug just has an amazing thing going.
Yeah.
I would ride it out before a pivot.
He's getting a lot of pushback.
Is he?
Yeah, for this one.
Because we're used to the bangers.
We're used to the bangers.
Like, every 2 months, there's another hot song.
Yeah.
With the way you broke my...
It's me, no for me, dog.
Big no for me, dog.
Hey, how you doing? It's been a minute. I hope you're cool. How you living? I seen you hitting the gym and moving different. I love to see you living through your vision. You started school. You got a job. I'm just trying.
I ain't too mad at it.
It got better. It definitely got better. I don't think we needed Hootie.
Dude, him and Jelly Roll.
Hootie fans here, huh? If I
lose you tonight. It's him and Jelly Roll right
Jelly
there.
Jelly Roll, yeah.
Take my love. They all kind of start the same.
They do.
Then he drops here. Aye. Yeah.
The kids are playing the Shaboozy song so much.
Yeah.
That I'm intrigued by it.
Yeah. That song he hold on.
Aye. If I lose you, then I lose. I went by all the rules to keep your love, so I'm confused. But yet you left me high and dry. You loosened all my screws. My heart feels so abused. You dragged it till I lost my muse. Now I'm caging the zoo, thinking about what I didn't do.
Okay. You guys think about that stuff. I don't know, man. He's taking a lot of pushback on it.
It's going to take a couple listens. I'm going to let the radio stations find the hit and play it for me about 15 times, and I'm sure I'll be feeling it.
It's probably going to be this one with Luke Combs.
Yeah.
Angel on my shoulder got me this far. Had to make it happen.
Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. Playing the hottest country.
I'm still thanking the Lord because we was really out here hating. All we knew was up the score. We was trying to figure it out.
Okay. Yeah, shout out to Big X of Plug and his new stuff out there. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. It is what it is, baby. Shout out to Miss Aaliyah.
Let me know. Let me know. Let me know.
R.I.P. Anniversary
today.
When I feel
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. You see that Dallas police officers are now allowed to wear cowboy hats on duty?
Yeah, man.
That's fire. That's fire.
Why were they not allowed to?
That was crazy to me. They should have been happening. This is Texas.
Maybe because sheriffs do? Is that because
only certain ones could?
Well, I just maybe different branches.
The
Fort Worth gets down with it, don't they?
I think so. But I just kind of thought that maybe like that we like the Texas
maybe only
Rangers,
the Texas Rangers could.
Yeah, exactly. That it was kind of like they were grandfathered
in.
Yeah,
that could be it.
Well, know? DPD is trying to boost their recruitment and retention numbers, so now they're saying, "Hey, you could throw a cowboy hat on there and look cool and feel good while helping out the."
Be good for your socials, I think.
Do we have to like? Can we have one like Richard Petty with the turkey feathers and stuff?
Okay, I don't think you can peacock on that joint.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Okay.
It's a peacock-free environment.
Yeah, you're gonna get it taken away, bro. As soon as we get cowboys, bro, you're gonna get it taken away.
I'm not a cowboy.
Mine up.
I don't even like. I don't own a cowboy hat, but if I was a police officer and they gave me the green light on that, yeah, no
100%.
Yeah.
What are some of the police stations that wear like Mounties? What else they wear?
Mounties wear like
the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Yeah, they wear theirs is almost like a military one with it's almost like a sergeant's hat. You know, drill sergeant's hat.
Oh, yeah. Like super troopers.
Yeah, that's what they wear.
DPD is also allowing officers to show their tattoos.
Oh wow!
You can show your tattoos now, and officers can have beards.
Wow, dude, they come up as real.
They come up, they're trying to get some retention, bro. Yeah, stick around, man.
You can do whatever you want. If you want the job, it's $45K a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, but you got your beard and your cowboy hat. What else do you need?
Yeah, shout out to those officers. The beard has to be groomed and natural, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. I guess it can't like be like a fake
one.
Stripes.
It can't be the drawn on ones.
Yeah, yeah, dude. No spray on beards.
He's tattooed on their face now.
Let me ask you this though.
God, it's so bad.
Can I have the Rolly Fingers one?
Is this a bad thing because if they're looking the same as civilians, you know, we've had a problem with that, right?
Safety issue?
Yeah, safety issue that all of a sudden, like, the criminals are wearing policeman outfits.
Yeah, they sure are. Yeah.
Because we have beards and cowboy hats, yeah. And not you get the tattoos. Like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Is he a cop? Before, there's like the way they were kind of groomed up, you could think, oh, that, yeah, okay, that's a legit cop. But maybe now with the change in game plan here.
Start getting ball sacked by fake cops. I thought that one was a real one.
I was just worried about that a little bit. You get pulled over.
Hat.
Yeah. You get pulled over. Yeah. And you're like, I don't know. Is this a real cop or not?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I was thinking maybe it was a performance issue. I think it'd be harder to whoop ass and get in and out of your car quick with a cowboy hat on.
You think
Thoughts?
So?
Yeah. I mean, it might obstruct my view a little bit.
I think state troopers.
On the way out.
It might get caught on something.
Hit the bill.
A lot of brim.
I think state troopers put theirs in the seat. And like See? When they pull you over, they get it out of the back and put it on.
Oh, that hat holder that's on the top of the roof of your car?
Yeah.
Oh, I love those right there.
It's a nice touch.
Yeah, man.
If I was a policeman, I don't know. I like to be one of like the horseback policemen.
Yes, and a cowboy hat out there at the state fair.
That's where I would do. Yeah,
you now the drunk girls want to take a picture with you and your horse like they do out there at the Greenville Parade. This is all they always bending over.
Oh, please, yeah. Please. Yeah,
always. It's always cheeks and a cop.
There's one, the ones the police, that well, not police, but the guards, the royal guards there in England, like they always.
That
like,
hurts you.
Somebody's always like grabbing the horse or doing it, and the horse just like gets violent. And then these people yell at the people down there trying to take pictures. It's
careful, man.
Kind of crazy. The horse will bite you over there,
horse
bro.
Horse will bite you.
Yeah, they don't play. Lil Nas X, we talked about him the other day. He was charged with 4 felonies after alleged assaulting an officer while strutting that ass through L.A. in his drawers. He was strutting, boy. I tell you what, boy was strutting.
He looked like he was
lean and mean, too. Okay, he can run all day. apparently, he charged at officers when they approached him. Punched at an officer twice in the face. It's unclear whether he was having a mental situation or if it's an overdose. But Lil Nas X is facing 3 counts of battery on a police officer and 1 count of resisting arrest. Tell you what, if they don't like you, you're going to get that resisting arrest. It don't matter what's going on. You're going to get that one. That comes with the territory.
Sounds like he can fight pretty good. Surrounded and landing multiple blows.
Yeah. He was wilding.
Definitely in fighting shape.
He's definitely in fighting shape. You look at that video. I don't know why the underwear are white. That's crazy. You got to really trust yourself.
Real whitey tighties.
You got to really trust yourself, bro.
Yeah.
You got to really trust yourself.
I don't have that kind of confidence.
Yeah. Bro, I eat a lot of pears. You never know what may be going down. LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Joy Taylor. Yes, Miss Joy Taylor.
Joy.
I was just talking to Carter about Joy Taylor.
They're jumping in their DMs now, aren't we?
Man. I followed this Reddit of Joy Taylor, and I thought it was like officially Joy Taylor, somebody in her crew putting these things out. I mean, it's straight thirst trapping, but it's professional too at the same time. And like, if she pops up on a podcast, they're going to promote it there as well.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's somebody in her camp. But shout out to him, bro, because they put some thirst out there. He ain't playing. Joy was on Cam Newton's Freaky Friday podcast.
She was.
If you're not familiar with her, she's a sports journalist. FS1, go ahead and Google that up. What's her brother?
Jason Taylor.
Hall
of Famer.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Jason Taylor. Played for
Hall of Famer.
Dolphins and Jets.
Yeah, all of that.
Commanders, too.
Yeah.
Well, Redskins at the time.
I just know him as Dolphin.
Yeah, that's where he made his Hall of Fame career.
Okay. She responded to what Jason Whitlock had to say about her when the FS1 scandalous story came out involving her name. If you don't remember, here's Whitlock.
I know what I'm capable of. And that big rack of hers that she showed off constantly.
Constantly. Frustrated by constantly, dog.
And that big rack of hers that she showed off constantly. It's just... And that peanut butter skin with that big rack.
Yeah.
Like, Jay, keep your distance.
Keep your distance, Jay.
I know what I'm capable of. She won't be able to control herself around a stud like you.
That's so true.
If you're rich, a family man, Jay.
You got enough money or enough power, she might.
people say keep your distance. Hold on a minute. I think I want to get that one. Jason Whitlock. Thought he had more to say. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, yeah. Here we go.
I know what I'm capable of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this ain't it.
That big rack of hers.
Yeah.
The McGuffeys. That is true.
The McGuffeys.
So, cuz, you got to see the McGuffeys on us, son.
Got a peanut butter McGuffeys.
Yeah, nah, he ain't lying about everything he said about Joy.
That big rack of hers.
That big rack of hers, that peanut butter skin, it definitely is shining. But she was on Freaky Friday. What's the name? Is it Freaky Friday or Funky Friday?
I think it's Funky.
Funky Friday with Cam Newton. And she responded to it finally.
Every time someone brings up Jason Whitlock, I can't believe he's still with us. I don't think anything works harder than his cholesterol, if I'm being honest.
Jeez.
When he said that rack.
Okay, so before you go on, I've never watched this, okay? I'm only aware of this from adjacent conversation. I did not watch a single second of this. I couldn't give a f*** less. And I have not consumed any of it.
Well, I'm going to give you the...
He said something about peanut butter, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that
peanut what a butter, shock.
The
food.
Yeah. Peanut butter skin. Okay. And when I was working with her,
yeah,
we would always see her rack, and I wanted to stay away from her because I knew what I would have done.
Well, I mean, he's so desirable.
But we love Jason.
No, we do. I do not. No, we don't. You know. Who loves Jason? Does God love Jason?
Yeah, I do.
I do not. I do not love Jason. This is you say what you need to say. I do not.
He just.
Don't love everybody.
He gives me reason. It's like, okay, bro. I can't wait to see him. I want to.
You
see
will
him.
Never see him.
Why is that?
You will never. Where are you going to see him? A hole? He is not going outside.
A drive-through.
Because like,
where
when
is he going to go?
When I see. It's like, bro, I never see my man. I just be wanting to.
You will never see him.
Where you at, bro?
Can't believe she would fat shame him like that.
She sure did shame him. She sure did shame him like that. Exactly. He deserved it.
Yeah, he's gonna
half man, half what? Smoothie? Half man, half
smoothie? He's peanut butter smoothie.
Yeah, peanut butter.
Probably more
smoothie.
Of a blizzard.
He brings that on himself.
Yeah.
He's built like a blizzard. Remember when Stephen A. Smith was talking trash about him?
Oh, yeah.
There's one particular person who will remain nameless. And I will not deny it. I think he's a fat, no good bastard who I despise to the core.
Oh, jeez. Oh, it gets better, bro.
Yeah.
It gets better.
Most hated man in media, probably.
Might be. Gotta be. I never did like this guy.
And no, I'm not talking about Marcellus Wiley again. No, oh. I'm not talking about them. They ain't fat bastards.
Damn.
Who are seeds of the devil. Ooh. Wishing nothing but black folks home. But I'll leave that for another day for when the time is right. I'll leave that for another day when the time is right.
You don't want to see me.
You don't want to see me.
I got dirt on you, doggy.
I'm calling around.
All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, in the creek. Don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Rangers pregame coming up in just over 33 minutes. Woolchuck, where are we going next?
A historical weekend, and where's your Rangers hope right now? 877-881-1053. That's next in the nation.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.